Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Good morning and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat Cool Wave Station. Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. Tuning in now, let's hope we have a great morning. Hello everybody and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat from inside the tent. Where we last left our friends here, we were dozing off in a cabin as the snow began to fall.
Shit,
in the middle of summer. And I think we're past 4th of July. It's begun to snow. You've all fallen asleep. It's cozy. There is a point to be made that none of you guys took any of the beds upstairs and are all sharing one couch.
Yes, correct.
It's a sizable couch, but it is quite, again, just a point to be made. There's this kind of soft, like, tick, 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 in the background as this dirt that Javi had in his pocket seems to be reacting to a space it's not supposed to be in, and it's slamming against the sides of the glass that you've trapped it in. Javi's tucked away an opened letter that was sealed, but Javi swore he had read before, and it didn't seem to match his memory that maybe wasn't a memory as it was sealed. Zeke had odd dreams just a bit ago about Clem's brother. Clem has just reviewed a notebook left behind by one of the researchers that kind of gives us a peek into what exactly was going on that trail. I think we're all just sleeping in the moment. I would like to start with, I think, Javier.
Uh-oh.
And Javier, I want you to describe the first time you ever saw snow to us, please.
He was probably really young. I like to think we drove somewhere because we knew it was snowing elsewhere nearby and drove there.
Yeah, I think in Javi's memory, he doesn't remember where they drove, right? Like, yeah. Well, we drove to the snow.
And I was a kid. We were driving to snow. That's what they told me. We were going to the snow. We went to the snow. And a little peanut baby. I think there was a lot of excitement, like, piling into the car, and then it was, like, a car ride that was a little too long, so it was, like, too long for him to, like, sit and think about it, and then he was, like, getting anxious about it because it was something new he's never done before, and it's like, oh, what if I drown in the snow? Like, it's made of water. I'm pretty sure I learned that in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you snow drown?
Yeah. That was a thought, yeah. Can I snow drown? And then it was like, you know, childlike wonder the second he, like, sees it and is in it. And it's good. I think it's good.
Amazing, yeah. You see it and all that fear washes away as you just run into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you, like, followed your dad, like head first in the snow.
Yeah.
And it was a nice day of throwing snowballs and making snowmen and doing things like that, even for someone as, like, sharp-edged as your father.
Yeah, I like to think he was too young for the whole, like, sports thing to, like, really come into, like, his life.
Yes.
Yet, so his dad was kind of chiller back then.
Yeah, like I said, yeah. I mean, even for someone as sharp as your father, it was a day as soft as that snow was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of Javier's more gentle memories. We'll kind of pull out of that dream. We leave like the snowy kind of bank we're looking at in your dream, and then it goes out the window for a moment to watch, to see as the floor is getting covered in these little droplets of snow that are coming down, these little snowflakes, and then it kind of zooms back in on Clem. Amanda.
Hi.
Tell us about the first time you ever saw snow.
I think it was a very like similar experience to Javi, where my mom and dad were like, oh, you know, we're gonna go to the snow. It was probably like a period of time in which my brother wasn't in school. And I was, you know, young. I was little, and then, you know, it's one of those things where you see snow and you're like, the snow looks fun. Frosty the Snowman's cool. And we went to the snow. It was some sort of break. I assume maybe it was like winter break or something like that for my brother. And we went up to the snow, and I didn't know what to do with myself because I was like, it's white everywhere and it's cold. And I was just a little guy bundled up. So I was like really stiff, you know? You know when they put like two snow coats on a kid, like in the movies? It was like that. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, your overbearing mother.
Yeah, my overbearing mother put on two coats, a huge beanie, and a scarf that was itchy and knitted and that wrapped around my neck like twice because I was a little guy. And these big old snow boots. And I just looked like, eh.
It was a little,
My nose is cold.
Yeah, falling a lot.
Oh, yeah, falling a lot. And also, like, I think it's that thing, because, like, especially when you're a kid and you're, like, you see snow in, like, shows and movies and stuff like that. I'm like, it looks so soft. And I was like, it crunchy. It crunchy. Oh, no. And then, you know, my brother was probably having a freaking heyday and then, like, made a small, like, loosely packed snowball, threw it at me. And I was like, ah, cold.
Yeah, just the littlest guy in so much snow gear falling over and getting hit with snowballs. It's likely not the last time you got to see the snow.
No.
It was always nice when your brother had time out of school and you all got to go somewhere.
Vacations like that were kind of rare, especially since they bickered so much.
Yeah, and so I think like pulling into that is just such a nice way to, and it's this chill that's making you remember, right? And then we kind of pull out of that, and I think there's this bit of breeze that's racking the windows, just as like that cold will. And with that of the windows, we kind of wash into Zeke's mind and think on the first time Zeke ever saw snow.
I think it's probably like a little family get together, and they're in like this little cabin, and it's nice, and he's with his grandpa, and they're just kind of like walking around playing in the snow. I think he doesn't remember much. He's pretty young, so he only remembers like flashes of it, of playing in the snow.
Yeah. Yeah, Zeke, you maybe dream or maybe remember, you're not quite sure, but these little flashes of memory or of history of being in the snow with your grandpa and seeing your family kind of at ease. It's rare to see your dad not working, I think. And this was a trip where you were in a cabin, your dad wasn't working, like pointedly, which I don't think you've seen your dad not work since. And so it's one of those things where you're like, okay, like I, you know, like this is sweet. This is nice. And even now you can kind of look back on it as a kind and soft memory. And then I think the sun rises, and you've all slept through the night. The sun glints off the snow pretty aggressively. Probably waking the first of you up. Who's up first?
Wanna roll for it?
Yeah, let's roll for it.
I guess I wake up first.
What'd you get?
I got two.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so Zeke, you kind of come to, and I think you did sleep the most. It makes sense you would wake up first, finally, like fully, mostly fully back. Like, oh, I'm feeling a little better. You see this kind of white blanket coating all of outside and like hanging off the trees, and it's like, that seems wrong.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I'm going to go up to the window and just kind of look at it.
Yeah, you get to the window and, like, you know that, like, cold as you approach the window, that, like, the window itself is cold? And you're like, oh, it snowed?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, I'm going to make sure. The building itself, is it cold?
It's chilly inside. Okay. It's not freezing.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about, like, my friends being in danger.
Currently, no.
Okay. Then I'm just going to start making a sandwich.
Okay. Yeah, you
did you need a palate cleanser after last night's sandwich.
But I'm gonna try to put a little bit of the chocolate syrup on it.
Of course.
But like it's empty, so I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you make the sandwich. And who woke up next?
Me.
Yeah. I think you ding the window as you stretch.
Oof, it's cold. Is that snow?
Yeah, I think so.
Rubbing his eyes. Isn't it like summertime?
Yeah, but we're like next to the mountains. You know, I think it snows in the mountains a lot.
In the summertime?
I mean, yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I don't live in the mountains. Oh, we do live in the mountains.
That's California.
Yeah, but it's California. We got like warm breezes and stuff.
I mean, Tennessee is pretty warm in the summer, I think, right?
Yeah. Look, I don't know. It's snowing. I don't know enough about climate. But it's clearly snowing, so I guess it's a thing.
I feel like this isn't normal, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think I got chains in my fan.
Oh, shit.
I didn't expect it to snow, so I don't know if I brought them.
Yeah, because it is summertime, right?
Yeah.
Huh. I just like turn to look at Clem, who is asleep. It's like, oh, I wonder if I should wake her up. I'm just like sitting there just staring.
You want a sandwich?
Oh yeah, make me one, dude.
Okay.
Did you try it with the sauce?
No, I'm not gonna do that.
I knew you fucking liked it, dude.
No, I don't like it.
You're just
that.
Putting on a front in front of Clem. No, I know you are.
No, it was weird.
I think eventually the light like hits Clem's eyes and it's like, yeah.
It's snowing outside.
And then I turn around to go away from the light, and then I hear Javi like say it's snowing outside and go, huh?
It's snowing, like genuinely like snowing outside.
Like Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah, dude.
Not knowing how to,
like, yeah. Like snow, like outside. Like it's cold.
And then she like groggily like sits up and like looks out the window. Oh shit, that's snow outside.
Yeah. It's summertime. That doesn't happen, right?
Why is there snow outside?
Mm-hmm.
She like goes to like the coffee table in front and puts her glasses on. Yeah, that's definitely snow outside.
They got weather on this TV? Yeah, like go and try and look.
Yeah. I'll like grab the like turn the TV on,
yeah,
and like we'll flip through and see if we can find like a weather channel.
Yeah, you click through to like the local weather channel and it's like, there appears to be a soft storm front blowing in. If you get your snowboard gear out, I suppose it's kind of perfect in the middle of July. Stay indoors. It appears the sun's still out, so make sure you're applying your sunblock. But we're gonna have this cold front for at least the next couple of days. Try not to go anywhere if you don't have the proper equipment, and be safe out there, y'all.
Can we stay here another day then, or?
Well,
I'm gonna go.
I only have like cargo shorts.
I'm gonna go to the door and open it. How much snow's out there?
At this point, I would say about like almost up to your knee.
Oh wow!
Like just at the door because it builds up at the front of the door. But I mean, it's.
Holy shit. You seeing this?
Whoa, I go and like put my hands in it. It's cold.
Yeah, don't do that. I laugh at your hand. Like your deep ass handprints in there. Nice, it looks nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be
what
dangerous.
Do we do?
Yeah, it might be dangerous to drive.
I think it's definitely 100%.
I look at my shoes. I'm wearing my flats when we got in here, I can't get out there. And I don't think any of you have boots.
No. Well, I guess we're staying another night here.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we got time to sit on our ass then.
Or blame the snow. Well, I'm closing the door.
We could blame the snow. Get a little hypothermia with the boys.
We don't have...
Get a little hypothermia with the boys.
Do you have extra clothes that we could change into after we get
cold? They are in the van.
Yeah, and we'd have to go to the van, which...
Well, I can make the trek to the van and get our stuff, bring it back.
Points at all. Where's our car? Where's the last unicorn?
I think you pulled it a little into the driveway, but it's like a little off kilter because you were rushing. Mm-hmm. And it has not gotten reparked, so it's just like halfway into the driveway, but it's not in the street, you know?
Yeah, but like how much snow is around?
Oh, I mean, it's not snowed in or anything. Okay. You can like walk. It's just going to be a pain in the ass to get because it's a little bit of a slant.
Okay. Well,
I can get there. Maybe back with everything.
Don't just go for it.
That's no, I think you got
that's
it.
That's how you get hurt.
It's just snow.
That's how you get hurt.
It's just snow.
You don't know exactly what's under you. We don't know where we're at.
I don't know. I think it's just snow. I think you could do it.
I think I could do it. You don't believe in me?
Clem, you could do it.
I could do it.
No.
How many feet does it look like it is away?
Probably like a good like 20 feet.
Oh, I
yeah,
could
just
do
right
it.
There.
I could do it. This time in a full court.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of jump it, you know,
snow.
Just keep jumping. I think then...
just keep
that's
jumping.
That's so dangerous.
That sounds like a waste of energy, man. I'm just going to, like, wade through it.
I don't know.
It only goes up to, like, my shins.
Yeah, but I think you're going to get wet, then you're going to get extra cold. So I think you jump it, you try to have your feet in the snow as little as possible.
No, well, because I'll just let them get... Like, I'm not going to get hypothermia in the maybe 3 minutes it takes for me to get there and back.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, just go for it.
Right? I can always dry off and warm up my toes after I get back. We need our stuff.
Fine.
I'm stinking here.
Fine.
I ran through the woods yesterday.
Fine.
Okay. I'm gonna go.
Yeah. You kind of... I would like... I'll do... Are you trying to do it fast?
No, I'm just trying to do it.
I'm going
to
do a grit.
That's a 3.
Yeah, you're successful. You fall like 3 times, though. You just, like, keep slipping in the snow. Yeah, it is rough because the sun is out.
Yeah.
So it's, like, doing that little bit of melting.
Yeah,
until, yeah.
And it's
yeah.
Like, get our stuff and make my way back.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. Good job.
Yeah.
I'm going to motion to Clem to, like, snowball. I'm just kind of softly say snowball.
You do it.
He's asked you. You should hit him with a snowball.
You're scheming over there?
No, we've never schemed.
I'm on my way back.
I'm going to wait till he goes like into the thing to like so he's distracted. I'm going to pick up a snowball and hand it to Clem. Be like, he won't see it coming.
Yeah, so you're like digging through the back of the van right now.
All
right.
I'm making the perfect snowball. I'm like packing it.
I'll go like, all right, and I'll throw it.
Yeah, you... It just explodes on his back, and you feel a snowball just smack into you. Yeah.
What? Hey,
it was the devil.
Yeah. I didn't do that. I didn't do it.
No, I saw him. He did it. He's over there.
Mm-hmm.
The devil did it.
I did my...
I'm going to throw another one at him.
Yeah.
Zeke, you know what?
It was the big bird. I saw it fly by.
It dropped it. I'm so mad. Yeah. I'm going to make a few snowballs and start throwing them. In fact, I dive from the car into the snow.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys pretty quickly devolve into a full-blown snowball fight.
Yeah.
I would like everyone here to roll me either fight or flight.
We'll go flight.
I'm going to go fight. Got a 5.
That's a 2?
7.
Yeah, so what I think... You did flight?
Yeah.
So you're going to go ahead and throw six snowballs, just like quick, like rapid fire. Javi managed to dodge like all six and then like stands up with two and throws one at each of you. And like one goes like clean over Clem's head as like Clem ducks down and scoops one up. And then the second one he threw just kind of plops you straight in the chest. And then Clem throws one more and it gets you right in the face, Javi.
Oh. I'm hit.
But yeah, you guys kind of keep this going on for probably, I mean, 10 minutes, probably just having like this hoot of a time, and like your hands are starting to get that like tingle burn because you're not wearing gloves and
no,
stuff.
No, not at all.
And then there's a moment where like, who throws the last snowball before what's about to happen happens?
I think I'm being dramatic about being hit.
Okay, so yes.
I'm like, medic, medic,
need a medic. I'm aiming one for Amanda because she just got me in the face.
Yeah, so you scoop one up and you... You kind of let it off. And Amanda, you see it like coming at you bullet time, right?
Ah, shit.
Suddenly, it stops. And you see all the snow in the area. Like, there's these little drops of snow all stopped. And it's just the three of you all still in motion. The leaves are, like, mid, like, rustle. Everything's stopped.
I don't think I noticed it at first. I'm still going like, I see the light.
I like wave my hand in front of the snowball to see if my hand moves in front of the snowball. And I slap it down.
Yeah, it. You touch it, it back onto the ground as snow.
What?
My ancestors beckon me.
Zeke,
Javi, move something.
Move something.
Your body.
Does a little shimmy.
Javi moves?
Yeah, Javi's moving. Zeke's still on the ground and hasn't like...
My spleen.
Zeke, get up.
Oh, I guess we're dying.
Yeah, you open your eyes and you see that like all the snow around you just stopped moving.
Oh.
I touch a snowflake.
Neat. And it like it almost auto-melts. Like, you know, you're just so warm.
Huh. What?
Maybe we should go inside.
We put our stuff...
Didn't you get it?
Well, I was in the middle of it, and then you started throwing snowballs at me. It's still in the van.
That's true. Yeah, we did. We were doing that.
Okay, get it.
And then everything begins falling again.
I very quickly, like, start grabbing everything.
Oh, that was weird.
You grab everything. Yeah. You run inside. As you get inside, that, like, is like, so loud right now.
My God, we need to do something about this dirt.
We throw it outside?
No, I think it's special.
Well, yeah, it is moving. What would make dirt move like that?
Magnets?
Magnets?
No way.
What else makes dirt move other than magnets?
Magnets, yeah. Ugh.
You guys. Mm. This is magnets again. I'm going to be so mad.
I mean, everything's magnets.
I'm going to be so mad.
I think we should let it go. Clearly, it doesn't want to be here.
But do we follow it if we let it go?
No, it's snowing outside. I'm already all wet. I laid out in the snow, dying.
That was a choice you made.
Yeah, you were not dying.
Yeah,
dude.
Like, you didn't have to do that. You know that.
I got, though.
I don't know. I feel kind of emotionally attached to it in a way because...
The dirt?
Okay, so what would... Okay, I escaped
the devil with it in my Javi, pocket.
As the father of this dirt, what would you like to do with it?
As the father of this dirt, I would like to keep it with me forever, I think. Is there a jar somewhere in here? Can we put it in a jar so it's not just a cup with paper on top of it?
I mean, sure... What if it escapes in the transfer?
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romance novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own.
I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how Hope Corps seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC Many-Sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack. It's been a long time coming, and the wait is finally over. Pocket Bard is coming to your PC. On June 27th, you can download Pocket Bard for desktop directly from their website. DMs who like to run everything from their PC now have access to Pocket Bard alongside their other tools. So, if you've been looking to weave immersive audio into your home games, look no further. And alongside this release, they're dropping a free cozy lo-fi collection with three new scenes, Garden, Nook, and Night Sky. You can use their intensity slider and seamless transitions to set the scene of a chill garden night. So, what are you waiting for? Download Pocket Bard for Windows, Apple Silicon Mac, and Intel Mac at www.pocketbard.app. You can use the app for free, from your pocket to your PC. Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Welcome to My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon.
Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kumari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to... horny snowman?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday! I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's snake eyes minus two, that's a zero.
Snake eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, maybe...
yeah,
I don't know if it's, if I don't know.
I'm gonna start rummaging through the cabinets to see if I could find like a jar with the mouth like large enough to fit like this.
The whole
cup
in it?
Yeah, not the whole cup, but like for it to be like this.
Oh, instead I see. Of like this. Flush, right?
Yeah, like flush.
Yeah, I think you're able to pretty quickly find like a mason pickle jar. Yeah.
Wow, got a lot of pickle jars in here. I must really like pickles.
I like pickles.
Well, and then I hold up a jar.
Yeah, and we forget.
And then I'm like, all right, so.
So we do it and with the paper there, and then we just pull the paper away.
Yeah, then we just pull the paper away. And
that
then it should,
seems
it
like
should,
a good.
Yeah, hopefully.
That seems like that makes sense.
I'm going to take a step back.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to let them do this.
All right. All right. Do you want me to pull the paper out, or do you want to pull the paper out as the father of the dirt?
You could pull the paper out because I am strong.
Okay, that's fair. All
I
right.
take another step back.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and pick what rolls you're giving me.
I think... I guess the best way to argue it would be flight. To
okay.
like quickly it pull it out.
And I'm just holding the cups. So something physical.
Braun.
All right, works. Who wants to go first?
Me?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Shit, fuck. All right. Ready?
What's that? That's a 10.
I roll again. 7. 17.
So quick. You, like, yank it out. Like, no, there's no error on your end, Ron.
12 plus 1, 13.
Yeah, you kind of, tink, like, there that small little gap, you close immediately, and you see all the dirt kind of creates a little tornado and shoots into the mason jar. But now you're holding it, and you have to lid it.
God damn it. We have to put the lid on now.
My son is...
Your son is active.
Is active.
Wow. How does it feel being the father of an active child?
It feels...
What are you naming him? Them.
Javi 2.
Oh.
Not even Javi Jr.?
No. 2. We are 1.
The last time I heard something called Name 2, it was a alien plant who wanted to eat people. Have you seen Little Shop of Horrors?
Nope. I have not.
Well, the plot of Little Shop of Horrors is that there is an alien plant that wants to eat people. So maybe don't call it that. Because if this is it ends up being alien dirt and it wants to eat us, that would not be a good look.
I'll name it Junior.
Just Junior?
Just Junior.
All right. Okay, Junior.
I
would like for you to stay in this jar.
Please
put
stay
on the
in
lid.
This jar.
Thank
Junior,
you.
My friend, my boy Junior.
Uh-huh.
My good boy.
Do you need another flight roll to see how fast?
Yes, yeah.
Fuck!
Well, who's putting on the lid?
I can attempt. I'm just holding. I'm holding 2 jars currently.
Yeah, I was like, that's the thing is that you're holding the 2. And so you don't have. You'd have to have, like, crazy, you know? Just mine. In my mind's eye, it makes. I have no.
Yeah, it makes more sense. It has to be you.
Yeah, I was like, I have free hands. Ready?
Yes.
All right.
For Junior.
7.
And you move your hand off and you quickly tighten it. And it just
did any dirt get out?
In there. You see no dirt out.
We did it.
Wow.
And now my son is secure. And now
God, it's vibrating really hard in your hand. Wow. Is it like a hand massage?
No, it's more like glass that is moving in my hand.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
Sorry
to disappoint.
You tap the glass a little to see if Junior reacts.
I mean, it's moving the exact same amount.
Junior.
I put it high.
Junior!
I put it low.
Junior.
Moving the same amount.
Junior, what's your deal, bud?
Junior, you are upsetting your father.
Zeke, how are you handling this?
Yeah.
I've been slowly taking steps back, and I'm, like, around the corner, just kind of watching.
Zeke, the dirt's in the jar, security.
Your nephew is concerned about you not being around.
Oh, cool. I don't move.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to do anything in the jar, bud. Like, it's just moving. It's dirt.
Until it explodes glass everywhere.
It's like dirt. Like,
but it's like moving around. We don't know how strong dirt is.
Yeah, I really want to figure out why it's moving. Hold on, and I'm going to look for the journal.
Yeah.
I want to see if there's any entries of mentions of dirt.
There are mentions of samples, and okay. when samples are moved out of their pocket trail, they often become agitated until returning.
Hey, Javi, so I know you just got your son.
Right.
I think we're going to have to return your son.
No, there is the devil from the Bible back there.
Well, I flip to the page and I like open it and I show you. And I'm like, I turn it around. I'm like, so they're talking a lot about samples. And mm-hmm. I have to assume the samples are like your son. When they're moved out of their pocket trail, they get mad until they go home.
No, that's a good thing then. So now we know we are in our own dimension.
Right? I guess
that's what I was talking about. Dimensions? Timelines? We're in the right one because this is not from there. So this is how we know we're in the right timeline.
Right.
Wait, how do we know that we've been to another timeline though?
Well, I was in a different... Oh, you were asleep for that, were you?
Yeah, were you... I think you were probably half asleep. Okay, hold on. So... Now that you're awake.
Yeah.
This is not a dream.
Okay.
This is not a dream. Yeah, are you stroking his hair right now?
He seems stressed.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I am. There's talks of timelines.
So what we've learned with the camera and everything is that when Javi disappeared, mm-hmm. Javi found a room with a bunch of cameras that were pointing to different trails. There were six of them, right?
There were four trails. Each one had like six cameras.
There's too many numbers. Anyways, so there are four different trails, each with six cameras. The journal, I point at the journal in my hand. This thing documented that each of them were like different timelines. Like they weren't like far enough away from each other, but they were still like there was something that was like different.
I'm going to look at it. Does it specifically say anything about timelines on it? I don't believe it does.
It references, like, a pocket mirroring effect. It doesn't specifically use the word timelines, though.
Okay.
So there's that going on, and Javi traveled between them?
Yeah, I was in one of them, and it was a bad time. That's where I met that demon from H-E Double Hockey Sticks.
Yeah, and I guess we were in the first one, because Javi said that he saw us in there.
Yeah, in the camera. That's the trail one.
Right? Yeah.
So. I mean, couldn't they just be different trails? I mean, it's very easy to get turned around on a trail and go on another one. I don't see how that makes it another timeline.
Well, the journal said that this creature, this being, was making pocket zones for hunting.
Yeah, and... Javi, you remember, like, every screen that was next, like, they were identical.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they would seem identical because it's just a trail of trees. No, dude,
same tree?
I get that this is your thing to, like, not believe when Amanda have something to say, but this, I'm being 100% authentic with you. They were exactly the same.
No, it's not that I don't believe you. I just think we're making a bit of a jump by saying they're different timelines.
Okay, fuck the timelines then. They were the same trail but in different areas.
Yeah.
The exact same trail, different places. And in the place that I was at, there was an evil demon monster. All right?
Okay.
It's like someone copy-pasted the trail.
Okay.
And in any sense, you guys were on a trail that I was not on, but it was exactly the same, but you guys were on it and I wasn't on it. And this dirt is from the trail that you guys were not on, but I was on.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So when you were walking, did you see any weird swinging motion in the trees?
No.
Did you hear sounds?
I heard the mockingbird.
Did you hear any, like, shouting that sounded like a bunch of people or a lot of footsteps?
Well... In a sense, well, not the footsteps part, but the mockingbird devil creature was doing a lot of different voices.
Okay. Interesting. When you were gone, I kept seeing, like, the shadow of something swinging in the trees.
Like a monkey.
Zeke said monkey. I don't think that there's monkeys out here.
Well, the thing had really long arms, like a chimpanzee, maybe.
Mm.
Like a orangutan. It did not look like one, though. It was fucked up.
Yeah. All right.
Could be like an orangutan with mange or something. Can orangutans get mange?
Can orangutans talk like you or
sometime? I mean, they can make like noises.
But anyways.
Yeah.
Junior.
Right.
We have Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Junior's gonna do this the whole time.
Forever.
Unless we get him home.
So, see, the thing with that is, I'm not going back there.
Does the journal say, and then I'm like looking through the journal again, does the journal say anything about what happens when these samples are removed from their place for too long?
Nope.
Or did they not get that far?
They remain agitated.
Wanted to make sure they don't explode or something.
Yeah, until being allowed to return.
Okay. Well, the journal doesn't say anything about Junior maybe potentially exploding, so like I guess we could keep Junior if that's what you would like.
Yeah, and it's like a good indicator, because if he suddenly just like chills out, then we know we got blipped.
That the devil's nearby?
And the devil is here. So really, my son's good to keep around. It's like a
sting from Lord of the Rings that glows when...
Like the sting from Lord of the Rings that glows when orcs are around. Yep. Except instead of glowing, it stops tweaking out. I think we cracked the case. I'm
still behind the corner, though. I just reach around.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Well, I guess that solves that.
I mean, not really, but...
Javi wants to keep Junior, so that solves that.
No,
And now I know he's a definite, like, indicator of whether or not I am back in the freaking hell space, so...
Right.
I think that's good for me, emotionally and physically.
Okay.
And
if it'll help you sleep at night, I guess. Anyways, so I guess we just have to hang out here until the cold front leaves.
Yeah. I'm all wet. I'm going to go take a shower. Is there like a shower in the thing?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shower and change my clothes because I got all wet.
All right, well. I'm going to go to the bathroom and change my socks.
Then I'm going to change right here because everyone else are in bathrooms.
Yeah, there are two bathrooms.
So... you guys have fun with that.
So you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
You showering?
Yeah, I'm showering.
Cool. So you're all changing. As you're changing, there's a moment. I think you have your shirt over your head, Javi. And you're like, and like Junior really starts like vibrating about. And while that happens, I mean, you guys are doing, you know, changing.
Yeah, we're
so you're changing.
Where?
You can't see anything because you're just in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You're showering. The water stops.
Oh.
Like God. It just as drop, as like stream, it just stops streaming on you. You're just kind of standing in still water. It's just in the air.
Oh.
You get your shirt all the way off, and then you look outside and you see the snow has. It's almost as if like, and at this point it was like really picking up, and you see like it's almost as if like the wind and everything has stopped.
Well, I'm gonna step out of the shower and just start getting dressed. Then that was a good enough shower. I feel like I got my hair done.
You step back. All right, you kind of get dressed. Finish changing?
I'm just changing.
Yeah,
like
so
normal.
You finish drying off. You're like, I'm changing. And then you see. And then water starts up again and everything starts flowing. Oh.
Okay. I think I'll go finish my shower then.
I finish changing. I change a bit more comfier clothes. And then I walk out.
Sounds good. Yeah, Junior has that.
Or actually, I knock on the door first to be like, are you done?
Yeah.
All right.
And Junior's just kind of back to like, ding, 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 just around it. Not as aggressive.
I think my son is a prophet.
Pardon? What do you mean by that?
Well, I had my shirt over my face, so I couldn't see anything, but he was going buck wild.
Okay.
And then I look, and the snow stopped again, like how it did.
Oh.
And so I'm thinking maybe there's a correlation there as well, in some way.
I guess that would make kind of sense for why there'd be snow in July. Because, you know, why else would there be snow in July? Unless it's correlated to something weird.
Yeah.
You know? I got dots. I don't know how to connect them.
Yeah.
I'm going to step out of the shower. I'm like dressed and stuff. I open the door. It's steam coming out. I took a hot shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hair tied up in a towel.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah, Zeke's clean. He's ready.
Wow.
Yeah.
You look so refreshed.
Yeah, I'm ready to like lounge and watch these old cowboy movies.
Oh, heck yeah. All right.
Eat sandwiches.
I'm a little nervous about things stopping every now and again.
Yeah.
What are we to do?
Yeah, what are we supposed to do?
Genuinely, like,
I'm just like,
I flipped through the journal. Does it have any mentions of like stoppage of whatever the fuck?
No, I mean, there's none in reference to like any subject being taken out of its like home zone into a secondary zone. There's no references of it causing any like anomalies.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't think it's Junior because nothing in here is talking
about.
Yeah, but
it's stressing my son out. It's stressing him out when it happens.
The rocks are stressed?
Well, it's not.
Well, they're more agitated when the snow stops. So that's interesting. I think you should note that in the notebook, scientist.
Well, I'm not going to write in this notebook.
Why?
I don't know. It feels wrong.
It's just paper.
It feels wrong.
I mean, I'm sure they have another notebook in this ranger station. We could probably just...
Yeah, I'll just grab a notepad.
And make our own notes.
Yeah. I go, Junior gets really, really, really upset when snow stops, period.
You guys remember that one time we...
I then put an arrow and go, Junior is a prophet, question mark?
You guys remember when I got punched in the face that day?
Well, yeah.
And everything was stopped for a little bit by the lake. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah, because we had seen...
I wonder, I'm worried now, so I'm thinking about it, and I'm getting worried, because, like, those guys punched me in the face, and they made things stop.
Do you think that they're around here?
I mean, there was a base that I took that notebook from that was likely someone's in that area of expertise.
I think it only stopped the people. I don't think it stopped... everything.
No, it stopped everything.
Stopped everything.
Yeah, yeah, it stopped everything, and then they were surprised that we were able to move through it.
Yeah,
and that's why we
and
also
so,
got
and so
tracked
I'm getting
down.
A little, no, guys, I'm getting
okay.
A
no,
nervous
now that you bring
that
up,
maybe because and also we are stuck here.
And
so
also
if they come
the weather
punch us in the face again.
The Weather Channel mentioned it was a whole front, which means that it's affecting a whole area.
Did the weather say anything about it freezing midair?
Well,
no pun intended.
No, but I'm just saying like the cold front,
right?
Like, you know, is passing through here, which means it's affecting multiple areas and not just ours. Which means the scale of the stoppage possibly.
We are quite stuck.
Yeah. If there's any correlation there, again, there's dots. I don't know
there
how
are
they're connected.
Definitely dots.
I don't know how they're connected yet.
Writes
down weird snow. In July.
Should have brought the shotgun in. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm starting to think about maybe we should bring in the shotgun.
Like, damn, like.
Well, I mean, I guess we could if we don't have any other plans, and you guys are fine now, so we could just wait for the snow to melt and then head out.
And it was icy, so I doubt like anyone's coming on the roads, so we might not have to worry about government agents unless they take a helicopter.
Unless they're already here.
And also, you do know their modes of transportation have historically been
the cars, big car, the big black cars, and so we at least know what they look like if they come.
Well,
there's nothing.
What are
else.
We gonna do?
Yeah, there's nothing for us to do right now. We just have to wait and watch snow melt. You know how exciting that is.
Yay.
Do they have any board games in here?
Yeah, they do. They have a handful of different ones, like, a good old Monopoly, right? They have a chess and checkers set.
You guys want to get really mad over Monopoly?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do some Monopoly.
Yeah, we'll bring out the Monopoly and set it up.
Yeah, so I think you're setting up Monopoly. Can you roll me a grit, please?
Uh-oh. Jesus Christ.
Three.
Yeah, you are... you know, you're setting Monopoly, you're holding a piece for a moment, and like as you look at it and you hear like the ding 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 from the little from Junior, this little glass mason jar full of dirt. You hear like the ding 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 ding, and then it kind of shifts, and it's this thing where like you just hear like a but from like the back of your head almost. Mm. Like a you guys see Zeke starts to bleed from his nose.
Oh.
Zeke, you are in your basement again. And you hear the tink 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 tink. So you hear two separate noises. The little clinking is on the right hand side, and that like droning is far away, but it's like pulsing, is somewhere buried deep inside of this your basement. What do you want to go towards?
I guess I'm gonna head towards the noise.
Which noise?
There's two noises.
Brrr. Okay, shrugging. You kind of start digging through your stuff. You pull one aside that's grilled cheese with marshmallows, the perfect snack. And then in parentheses said, "Oh my God, I was so wrong." I push that to the side. And just a handful of like different things again. You just kind of store it away. And you get to this little droning. And you see that it's not a box, but a hole that you can like crawl through, almost like a crawl space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so like, are you going to go down that way?
I'm going to peek in first.
Yeah, you look in, and it's like you're looking in through, like, an observation window, and you see this large metal structure that is sort of holding in these large glass pieces that are spinning around and creating some form of frequency, and then you hear the and as the happens, you see that there are a handful of things that are like being magnetized and like bounced around, like wrenches and the like. And you see that like you're it's like you're remotely viewing, and you look down, you see that like you're looking through a window in an office full of like people in black suits and ties that are, you know, with their gloves on, kind of watching. And then that pulse, everything stops. And you see that, like, they're jotting something down. Would you like to try to read what they're jotting down?
Yeah.
Could you give me a brains, please? See how quickly read from a distance.
A one.
You can't quite make it out, but it's something about, like, magnetic force reduced by... And then there's a second word that you can't quite make out, force. And then you come all the way to, and you feel that there's, like, not a full stream of blood, but a little bit of blood is kind of leaked down your cheek, and you're like, and I think that's where we get in the episode.
Damn it!
Yay!
Damn
you
it!
You guys get to play Monopoly now.
Oh, should we roleplay us playing Monopoly?
Yeah. Okay. Let me go get Monopoly.
Yeah. We play an actual game of Monopoly.
We release
now.
An extra episode that's you guys playing Monopoly in character.
Yeah, dude, that has to be kind of fun.
Yeah.
I can't lie. That'd be silly. Anyways, thank you for listening.
Yes, I hope you had a good time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A special thank you to Supriya Zoop, Remy, Bad Heroes Podcast, Lee Carnell, Ink Master, Teresa Giacino, and Imagine If Media for making 5GM Season 5 from Inside the Tent happen.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GEMS in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GEMS Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GEMSinATrenchCoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GEMS in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GEMSinATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.